Have you ever wondered what the most powerful force on this planet truly is? Not nuclear weapons, not natural disasters, not even the mightiest armies throughout history. The answer may surprise you. It's women. More specifically, it's the quiet strength, resilience, and indomitable spirit embodied by women across all ages and cultures. Think about it. Despite facing countless adversities, oppression, and seemingly impossible challenges over thousands of years, women have persevered. They have blazed trails for the rest of humanity to follow. Take Hypatia, the brilliant Greek mathematician. She boldly challenged the accepted dogma of her era with defiant courage. Or Harriet Tubman, whose unwavering spirit helped liberate enslaved people while repeatedly risking her life. The stories of resilient women throughout history are woven with the sacred virtues upheld by the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. Their lives showcase wisdom, a commitment to justice and equality, courage to confront fear and defy oppression, and resilient temperance to master their circumstances. These are the highest ideals of Stoic philosophy. The great Roman Stoic Seneca captured this feminine fortitude perfectly. He wrote, "A woman once gave me good advice. She said, 'Life's journey necessarily has hairpin bends. To avoid crashing, simple stopping is inadequate. We must turn as needed, throwing our weight in a direction opposite to that of the skid.'" True strength comes not from the absence of adversity, but from adapting with resilience and grace when life throws you a curveball. It is this resilient spirit, this embodiment of core Stoic virtues, which we will explore through the lenses of women's lives and experiences across cultures and generations. The principles at the heart of Stoic philosophy, wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, deeply resonate with the essence of the feminine experience. Throughout this journey, we'll encourage an interactive experience of deep self-reflection. We invite you to not just observe the remarkable examples, but to share your own personal stories and perspectives on embodying these Stoic virtues amidst the struggles and triumphs you faced as a woman. It's through this collective sharing that we'll grasp the deepest embodiment of Stoic truth within the extraordinary feminine experience. Over the coming chapters, we'll explore how the pursuit of work-life balance requires Stoic ideals. We'll unpack the indomitable spirit of motherhood as embodying Stoic resilience and fortitude. We'll examine Stoicism's wisdom for cultivating unshakable romantic partnerships. And we'll draw inspiration from remarkable modern women leaders and quiet acts of heroism around us. Stay tuned as we unveil how deeply intertwined the ancient Stoic ideals are with the resilient spirit embodied by women across all cultures and generations. Be prepared to witness these virtues through stories and examples, and share your reflections on how Stoicism's timeless ethos has carried you through life's tests. In doing so, we'll experience firsthand that the most powerful force shaping our world is the Stoic-inspired resilience, fortitude, and grace that resilient women have embodied since the dawn of civilization. A force that will continue elevating humanity through all future storms. Chapter 1. Women's Resilience Through History. Have you ever felt like giving up when faced with a seemingly insurmountable challenge or adversity? Like the odds were stacked against you and the easy path was just to surrender? If so, you're certainly not alone. Even the strongest among us can feel that way at times. But what if you could tap into a reservoir of unshakable resilience and fortitude that has allowed women to persevere through the most daunting circumstances imaginable throughout history? A well of quiet courage rooted in wisdom, justice, self-mastery, and defiance of oppression that is as ancient as civilization itself. You see, the ability to adaptively throw your weight in the opposite direction when life throws you a curve, as the Roman philosopher Seneca wisely advised, is a supremely powerful skill that has allowed women to thrive, despite all odds. And it is this unbreakable spirit that aligns with the cardinal virtues at the center of ancient Stoic philosophy. Take, for example, the inspirational defiance of Hypatia, the brilliant Greek thinker, mathematician, and philosopher who lived during the 4th century in Alexandria. At a time when women were excluded from academia and public life, Hypatia had the audacious courage to openly challenge the religious and cultural dogmas of her era through her teachings. Rejecting subjugation, she embodied the supreme Stoic value of justice by insisting on equal rights regardless of gender. Her virtuous commitment to wisdom, reason, and empirical truth over entrenched beliefs showcased a bravery to speak truth to power. As the Roman Stoic Epictetus taught, only the educated are free. and Hypatia's education liberated her spirit to live authentically with conviction. Ultimately, her courageous defiance was met with violence by those threatened by her influence. But in response, she exemplified the Stoic principle of perceiving wisdom through life's cyclical patterns of growth and inevitable decay. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The universe is transformation. Our life is what our thoughts make it." By staying centered in truth rather than reacting with fear or anger, Hypatia modeled how a present, unflinching mindset rooted in virtue could elevate her above the external chaos. Her resilience became eternal inspiration. Centuries later, in 19th century America, we witnessed a similar personification of steadfast courage through the life of Harriet Tubman. Having escaped enslavement herself, she went on to become a conductor on the Underground Railroad, forging a path to liberate hundreds more from bondage through over a dozen perilous rescue missions. Despite being illiterate from a lack of education, Tubman cultivated spiritual wisdom and an intuitive self-mastery to guide her people toward justice and freedom. With calm foresight, she would say, "I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves." While the stakes were life and death, Tubman's spirit remained unbroken by fear. Like the Stoics, she focused solely on what she could control, her own thoughts, energy, and courageous actions in alignment with truth and virtue. By steadfastly defying subhuman oppressions, her resilience sparked hope for human dignity. Though their catalyzing impacts reverberated across centuries, the reality is that countless women have embodied this unshakable spirit through more humble, yet no less heroic perseverance in daily life. As Seneca reminded, "We are born for the struggle, and for the toils of the struggle we have been diligently endowed with powers of mind and body." Throughout the grind of every generation, women have displayed terrific fortitude, from persisting through domestic abuse, poverty, prejudice, and marginalization, from prevailing as widowed or abandoned mothers, forced to endure hard labor while shielding their children from trauma, from overcoming illiteracy, illness, wartime upheaval, or financial ruin through resilient determination. In these quiet yet courageous examples, the Stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, resilience, and disciplined self-mastery born of harsh necessity have allowed women to bend but never break against life's gale-force challenges. By focusing intently on controlling what was within their power, while surrendering outer circumstances to the cyclical flows of the universe, women's spirits endured. Their bodies, minds, and moral fibers were continually tested, yet their quiet resilience proved unshakable in service of what mattered most, the welfare of their families and communities. While these personal triumphs may have gone unheralded, their perseverant impact still radiated outward, uplifting society through women's nurturing roles as matriarchal leaders, moral teachers, healers, and caretakers of their clan's collective spirit. Displaying courageous patience, temperance, and the determination to rise above and adapt through adversity, this same quiet, unshakable feminine resilience still persists today. It upholds families and communities around the world through economic hardship, political turmoil, systemic inequities, and myriad other daunting life circumstances that could easily corrode the spirit. Yet in the faces of modern women worldwide, that familiar look of steadfast courage, commitment to justice, hard-earned wisdom, and the inner fire to adapt and transcend still shines through, hearkening back across the millennia. Her enduring resilience lives on. And make no mistake, while this flame of the unshakable feminine spirit may flicker in and out across generations, failing to remain ignited courts the same peril in any era. Being conquered, subjugated, and oppressed by external chaos, permitted to reign. That's why the world has never stopped needing resilient women as beacons of the timeless Stoic virtues to light the way forward through inevitably turbulent times. Because in today's ever-accelerating vortex of changes and challenges, that specific combination of quiet strength, embraced by resilient women throughout history, wisdom, commitment to justice, courageous defiance against oppressive forces, and masterful perseverance through any adversity is more urgently needed than ever before. As the Stoic Musonius Rufus taught, what was once a cause for courage is now one for skill. Facing modern hurricanes of cultural division, economic strain, political upheaval, ideological polarization, technological disruption, and environmental crises, those primordial feminine virtues must be collectively summoned yet again to help navigate our species through the coming storms. The magnitude of the challenges and changes rushing our way may seem daunting, enough for anyone to feel overwhelmed at times or even tempted to surrender their spirit. but for the woman who has witnessed her courageous ancestors endure far worse and emerge resilient, hope remains eternal, for she knows that same sacred and ancient flame of determination, that same defiant fire to stand steadfast in truth and virtue through any darkness, already burns within her being, passed down across the ages. The transcendent wisdom that has allowed the feminine spirit to ultimately bend but never break against any headwind. All she need do is ignite those embers into a blaze, stand rooted in the justice she knows to be true, extend compassion through the storm, and muster her unshakable resilience to march forward on the path of virtue, as her ancestors did before her, and just as they did, steadily guide humanity ever closer toward its highest ideals through the radiance of her courage. Chapter 2, Stoicism for Work Life. Balance. Let's face it, achieving a sense of harmonious balance between your career, personal life, and other responsibilities can feel like an endless juggling act for modern women. The relentless demands of the workplace, coupled with societal pressures and the challenges of nurturing families and relationships, can leave even the most capable woman feeling overwhelmed, drained, and stretched far too thin. The statistics don't lie. Studies reveal that working mothers experience significantly higher levels of stress, anxiety, burnout, and difficulty finding balance compared to working fathers. The constant struggle to do it all and excel across multiple domains can take a massive toll, compromising mental health, straining personal bonds, and leaving women grappling with a profound sense of inadequacy no matter how hard they try. But what if there was a proven philosophical framework, sculpted over centuries by the ancient Stoics, that could provide a guiding light towards finding your center? A path to cultivating the inner peace, resilience, and unshakable spirit needed to navigate the swirling currents of modern womanhood with grace and fulfillment. Well, that's precisely what the timeless Stoic principles of focusing solely on what you can control, living in accordance with nature's flows, and nurturing your deepest sources of meaning and wisdom have to offer the overwhelmed modern woman. It's a powerful recipe for achieving genuine harmony across all life's domains. The first key ingredient? Concentrating your energy solely on the aspects of your life that you can directly influence and letting go of the rest. As the influential Stoic philosopher Epictetus taught, there is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will. For the working woman, pulled in a million different directions by pressures and expectations out of her control, those words carry immense wisdom. You cannot control your company's unrealistic deadlines, your child's defiant behavior at school, your partner's moodiness, or the traffic that made you late. What you can control is your mindset, presence, and intentional response to those external forces. When you make that mental pivot to focus solely on what's within your scope of influence, your thoughts, words, actions, habits, and personal boundaries, everything else falls away. You stop wasting precious energy on the uncontrollable and channel it towards navigating your circumstances with calm determination and strategic poise. The second ingredient is to start living in harmony with nature and its cycles, rather than constantly fighting against the currents and inevitable changes. The Stoics firmly believed that nature's patterns of growth, flow, decay, and rebirth governs all of existence. Fighting those organic rhythms leads to immense inner turmoil and outer burnout. Just as trees must shed their leaves before blooming anew each spring, there are seasons for intense career focus, relationship nurturing, rest, and creative fertility in a woman's life. Learning to surrender your rigid expectations and go with those natural flows, instead of battling them, breeds acceptance, adaptability, and deeper alignment with your core self. When a working mother embraces this mindset, she can enjoy focused time with her children without stressing about unfinished work projects. She enters the office committed, but not gripped, by anxiety about household duties. She releases guilt over things left undone, knowing there will be future cycles to attend to them. Nature's equilibrium and replenishment become her source of rejuvenation. The final ingredient is recalibrating your personal value system to an eternal Stoic bedrock. Investing wholeheartedly in cultivating wisdom, moral character strengths, and a sense of life purpose larger than just success metrics. Marcus Aurelius summed it up perfectly. Do every act of your life as if it were the very last act of your life. For the woman striving for balance, this means savoring quality time over rushed quantity time. Fully immersing herself in each experience and interaction, rather than robotically checking boxes while her mind is elsewhere. It's about intentionally defining personal success through virtue ethics. Wisdom, justice, courage, self-discipline, and care for others and society, rather than an endless conveyor belt of shallow wins. With that consciousness, even brief pockets of focused presence become opportunities to exchange authentic value. Playing wholeheartedly with her child, imparting sage mentorship to an employee or friend, expressing gratitude to a loved one. Her perspective shifts from endless scarcity to abundance embodied. Those three key ingredients, focusing solely on what you can influence, living per nature's cyclical flows, and centering yourself in virtue and wisdom sustenance, combine into a powerful stoic recipe to finally unclog the chaos and achieve genuine harmony. But how can the overwhelmed modern woman practically weave those concepts into her life? Here are some stoic-inspired hacks to getting started. Begin each morning or workday by asking yourself, "What are the things I control today?" Make a short list to focus your energy there, and release resistance to the rest. That centered presence becomes your buoy throughout any storms. Schedule restorative buffer periods into your calendar to consciously transition between intense work cycles, family time, and personal care. Use that space to breathe, reset your intentions, and realign with nature's pace. 10 mindful minutes make a huge impact. Conduct a simple values inventory. What legacy matters most to you beyond money and status? Nurturing wisdom, integrity, emotional courage? Being a devoted mother or caring for elderly parents? Addressing social injustices? Let those virtuous priorities be your compass. During moments of intense stress, pause and run through stoic dichotomy of control questions. Can I control this situation directly? If not, how can I maximally influence my attitude, mindset, and continued personal growth through it? Realign your power motion. Similarly, ask whether this scenario is befitting of a human being at their highest wisdom and virtue. Let that vision elevate your consciousness beyond temporary frustration. Set reminders to take one wise, just, or nurturing action daily that reinforces your deepest values, however small. Compliment a coworker's integrity. Teach your child a life lesson. Donate to a meaningful cause. It all counts toward embodying virtue. Finally, be extremely selective about where you distribute your singularly precious energy. Is this commitment, activity, or expectation actively nurturing wisdom, justice, resilience, or human welfare? Or is it dispersing you into shallow means without an enriching end? That litmus test guides your intentional harmony. Through steadily applying these practices, you create a positive feedback loop where your personal power, tranquility, and motivation become self-sustaining. A beautiful paradox emerges. By intentionally focusing less on the universe of things you cannot control, you ultimately gain more capacity to navigate it all with purpose and grace. That frees you to be more present as a nurturing mother and partner, without being engulfed by guilt, more engaged as a leader, without being chronically frazzled, more attuned to your humanity's highest callings, without continually sacrificing them to the petty distractions. You begin to radiate a mature feminine wisdom, courage under pressure, steadfast self-discipline, and commitment to justice, exhibiting the very stoic virtues that the world's most resilient women across history have embodied, virtues that uplift society. In essence, the ancient stoic path allows you to finally harmonize the swirling winds of your many roles and responsibilities into one cohesive, centered flow state. You become the eye of the tornado, never rattled by the external chaos, yet wielding extraordinary focus power to steer your life's impacts with vision and grace. That is the gift of practicing stoicism through the modern lens of the overwhelmed woman. By steadily applying these timeless tenets, you cultivate the unshakable inner peace and undergird your resilience. You alchemize all the swirling forces into harmonious fuel for your highest creative path, uplifting yourself, your family, your career, and your values in one beautiful cyclical flow. And that elevated state of feminine harmony ultimately becomes the most inspirational legacy. You can provide your children, your community, other women steadying their own storms and generations to come. A lantern of stoic wisdom, virtue, and unconquerable feminine grace to help steer our entire human family toward greater flourishing. Chapter 3, The Warrior Mother's Path. You've probably heard that phrase uttered in tones of awe and amazement before, usually in reference to a woman who seems to juggle the endless responsibilities of motherhood with heroic levels of patience, resilience, and quiet determination. Yet that simple expression actually carries profound cosmic truth about the phenomenal power that mothers wield. Because throughout the ages, the role of motherhood has required women to embody the highest virtues that Stoic philosophy has to offer. Wisdom, justice, courage, self-mastery. A mother's day-to-day experience powerfully fuses the essence of these ideals into a living embodiment of the unconquerable feminine spirit. As the ancient Roman Stoic Musonius Rufus put it, what was once merely a training for courage is now a material for the practice of wisdom and justice. Motherhood represents the ultimate manifested exercise of those sacred virtues in a single crucible journey over decades. Just ponder the sheer mental discipline required for a birthing mother to breathe through the excruciating physical pain and fear of delivery, to steadfastly focus her breath and consciousness through each contraction, to call upon the deepest wellsprings of courage to push through when her body begs to quit. She must remain anchored in the just purpose of her struggle. As Seneca the Younger reminded, whatever happens, embrace it. What you flee from only makes its way in without your volition. A laboring mother cannot flee the transformative trial before her, so she alchemizes her suffering through acceptance and unshakable grit. Then, mere moments after her warrioress tears through that harrowing spiritual trail, unimaginable to most, her newborn enters the world, and mother instantly shifts into an enduring display of supreme emotional self-mastery, far transcending the physical. No matter her sheer fatigue and discomfort, a primordial desire spontaneously overcomes her to nurture this vulnerable little being at any cost, before attending to her own basic needs. Like a silent vow, sacrifice becomes her new steadfast default. That flawless self-restraint and fortitude is evident from her first intimate gestures as she swaddles her infant in warmth and nourishing familiarity. As the Greek Stoic Queen Aria the Elder modeled with her final words before voluntarily ending her life, it does not hurt. No discomfort or deprivation for herself now threatens to uproot a mother from this resolute mission to provide the safest possible harbor for her baby's total development. A dominion of divine nurturing patience and reassuring calm is cultivated by sheer habitual determination of her will, no matter her inner turmoil or outer circumstances. Meanwhile, an entirely new lens for perceiving the world downloads into her consciousness. An intuitive expansion into transcendent wisdom and holistic frames of interconnected cause and effect suddenly heighten. Details and complexities invisible before birth are now acutely perceived. The slightest anomalies in her infant's breathing, temperature, appetite, and demeanor spark calculated maternal actions. Microscopic ounces of context and nuance become weighed. No scent, motion, or cry goes unanalyzed through the development of enriched somatic intelligences. This is high-level integrated brain rewiring towards pragmatic reason for a larger purpose, the relentless protection and advancement of a new life. Just like the Stoics taught about continuously sharpening one's mindful mastery and judgment through disciplined focus upon nature's subtlest mechanics, because from here every breath and daily movement a mother now makes serves as an enduring demonstration of supreme human virtues at their most tangible height, for her child to observe, internalize, and hopefully one day emulate themselves. The courage and self-sacrifice to endure sleepless weeks and months of life-saving vigilance for her infant's every feeding, changing, rocking, and cry cycles. Modeling the mastery of mind over body's physical frailties when ascending from her rest at the faintest sounds of disturbance, no matter the exhaustion taxing her stores. No room for self-pity or indulgence now, only protective presence triumphing over earthly cravings. All while consciously disciplining herself and circumstances to cultivate an environment exuding steady patience, reassurance, tenderness, unconditional warmth and stability, allowing her spiritedness to shine through as a nurturing beacon amidst the squalls of newborn chaos, for she has become an embodied masterclass of resilience, equanimity, and temperance in each gesture. Her smile, lullaby tones, and caressing touch now serve as radiant emotional mentoring, steadying and inspiring her little one's tender spirit to remain wholly peaceful and present, come what may. And through that sanctified temple of divine feminine grace and wisdom made manifest, sacred Stoic virtues and an ethos of dignity take root from the very first neural codings within her child. They begin blooming in resonance with the mother's steady example of reasoned, courageous perseverance in service of a greater purpose. The crucible cycle then endures across chapters of nights becoming years, with new layers of complexity downloaded into her stoic warrioress software update after update. Fresh activations of judicious fairness must be hard-coded through conflicts, compromise, mistake accountability, and individuation between siblings vying for her unconditional equanimity. Steadfast resolution to stay anchored by transcendent perspective when tantrums, defiance, and rebellion attempt to lure her into upsets or hurt feelings, she has no energy or desire to reciprocate. Reservoirs of patience and steadying emotional intelligence to counterbalance each volatile phase, from volatile toddler years through turbulent adolescence and even eventually into rickety young adulthood by some still trying to launch youth, all while lovingly deconstructing each unstable behavioral expression as mere byproduct of their natural growth cycles through key neural, hormonal, and developmental transitions scarcely mapped. Like a wizened botanist, calmly pruning dead brambles and reinforcing with judicious compassion. Meanwhile, at any given unforeseeable moment, she may need to become a blinding flash of fiercely protective feminine courage, deflecting threats or dangerous forces that aim to harm her children's journeys. Always the anchoring rock around which churning storms of potential chaos break upon and become reconstituted into strengthened character. Forever striving to alchemize turbulence into deepening wellsprings of virtue that enrich each child's sacred path. Because that is the great work, the mother's ambitious aim, diligently reverse engineering and encoding stoic wisdom, righteousness, emotional mastery, and indomitable constitution into her offspring from their earliest sensory awakening. So that by the time her children reach self-sufficient maturity and society inherits them, they emerge as naturally incubated, next-level exemplars of stout character. Bearers of refined humanity and justice who cannot be swayed into reactivity or corrosive vice. Souls invigorated with the animating moral philosophy and fiery virtue ethics to advance civilization by walking as awakened in virtuous resonance with the cosmos and service to humankind. To have birthed and handcrafted such consecrated continuity of stoic spirit into new form, ascending into this world to lead by humble example. This is the lofty summit a mother aspires to scale throughout her Herculean hero's journey, bridging the infinite. In the end, the most transcendent feat of any seasoned matriarch warrior who endures the full cycle is to complete her selfless transfer of the stoic way into the very character fabric of new conscious beings she properly initiated and nobly launched upon the eternal path of virtue, one day eventually containing her ultimate equanimity as she symbolically passes that sacred torch into younger, now capable hands to brave the vast frontier before humankind, and gratefully exits holding resolve that her life's devoted magnum opus attained its highest embodiment. For there could never be a purer mortal channel for conveying the most vital of stoic operating codes than an awakened, resilient, benevolent, judicious, and temperate mother, fulfilling her incomparable office in full grace. She births, shapes, ingrains, and graduates the next custodians of civilization's greatest ideals through her very authentically lived transmission of love made whole. That can never be overstated as one of our species' most primordial core instructions. So the next time you witness a mother sovereignly navigating her day with steadfast wisdom, patience, fairness, and impervious grit amidst whirling storms most of us would wilt beneath, recognize that you are actually observing one of the most powerful embodiments of stoic truth in living form. It may make you pause in reverent awe of just how extraordinarily sacred a mother's humblest hours of sacred duty truly encompass, and perhaps reflect more deeply upon how we might emulate her grounded strength by conjuring stoic maternal virtue into our own life's work, whatever proves our greatest generative opus. Chapter 4. Stoic Romantic Partnerships. In the grand tapestry of human experiences, few bonds carry as much profound weight and potential for personal growth as a thriving romantic partnership. At its highest expression, such a union represents a sacred alchemy. Two individuated spirits choosing to merge their journeys into one unified flow, sharing life's joys and tempests as inseparable co-creators moving in harmony. This is no fleeting dalliance or infatuation chasing ephemeral passion. A truly transcendent romantic relationship, built to withstand all tests and tribulations, requires seasoned stoic virtues as its very bedrock and connective lattice work. The ancient Stoics recognized this truth, offering philosophical frameworks to help romantic partners cultivate the characteristics essential for an enduring, unbreakable bond. Qualities like trust, commitment, integrity, wisdom, and mastery over one's impulses and raging desires. As the influential Stoic teacher Musonius Rufus instructed, the primary end of marriage is community of life, to regard all things in common between them, and nothing peculiar or private to one or the other, not even their own bodies. In other words, a thriving romantic partnership can only be co-created by two whole and autonomous individuals who've achieved self-mastery to some great degree. People who are able to metaphorically and tangibly strip themselves bare, sharing complete openness, vulnerability, and intimacy as one unified, energetic expression. Such radical transparency is only possible when each partner has attained enough self-awareness and acceptance to see themselves with unwavering honesty. Only then can we begin dismantling the defensive emotional barriers and codependent traps of inauthenticity we instinctively erect. And that pure seeing of ourselves, coupled with the equanimous surrender of ego's force field, is inherently what allows us to safely expose our most fragile interior terrain before another person. It dissolves the impulse to armor up or present any facade to our beloveds beyond our genuine wholeness, which is why the ancient Stoics were so adamant about continuously practicing self-study, mindfulness, and dismantling the mental enmeshments of ego that cloud our judgments and projection capacities. We can never achieve true intimacy, authenticity, and the unshakable trust required for a committed partnership to flourish until we've done that rigorous internal work to unconvert our most radiant and true self. As Marcus Aurelius reminded, "You have the power to strip away many superfluous troubles located wholly in your judgment. When we've achieved that clarity, we can start co-creating the type of secure harmonic resonance within relationship that catalyzes attunement and continuous mutual growth between committed partners. We become that symbolic garden, perpetually blooming and regenerating through conscious synergy between counterbalancing elements, transcending power struggles, assumptions, jealousies, or mind games that often derail less conscious unions succumbing to ego's games. Instead of trapping each other in unconsciously entangling dynamics, Stoic partners reaffirm each other's individuality and provide safe harbor for honest expression and personal evolution. The trick is maintaining that intentional space, mindfulness, and non-judgmental acceptance within the relationship's energetic container, learning to fully separating judgments and pain body shenanigans from the innocent and childlike wonderment of the partner's deepest core essence. It's a profound practice of developing supreme empathy, forgiveness, and even surrendering one's attachment to rigid expectations of how the partnership needs to look at any given moment. Constantly recalibrating back to that sacred inner flame and its underlying sentiments of goodwill when external circumstances inevitably erupt. As Seneca said, love cannot be enticed by any gifts. If selfishness creeps in, it is no longer love. In successful unions, partners learn to let go of any whispers of selfishness, control, quid pro quo agendas, or unhealthy people-pleasing programming whenever they arise. Those lower tendencies are constantly untangled and dissolved before entangling the spiritual connection. This level of equanimity stretches partners' presence discipline to maintain serene focus upon their shared highest trajectory and noble, virtuous principles, rather than reactionary roller coasters. They become anchoring buoys for each other's spirits when passing squalls of negativity occasionally rattle them off center. Yet that steady rudder and spiritual lodestar fortified between them ultimately unlocks new frontiers of transcendent relating that few couples ever attain. Realms of expansive metaphysical intimacy, extrasensory blissful merging and elevated co-creation flowing through their bond, where at long last they begin experiencing direct relationship with the animating pulse of the cosmos itself, using their love as guiding vector point, a harmonizing of heaven and earth in aligned sacred marriage that ignites newfound abilities to dream and construct liberating paradigms benefiting humanity. Transcendent conscious partnership at the highest levels appears to birth entirely new planes of unified awareness and accelerated evolution into being, beyond the reaches of mortal comprehension from the outside. Which is why Stoicism teaches crucial virtues like courage and supreme moral character to thrive from those ascended states, Lessons about remaining prudently anchored and incorruptible against temptations of ego inflation, confusion, or dark impulses, these couples may be challenged to face in such rarefied resonances. For the union, individually woven from unconditional open-hearted bravery and commitment to truth, allows no shadows to stalk its sacred channel. Instead, such partnerships become consecrated instruments spreading steadfast virtue, beauty, and altruism throughout existence. Just as Rufus described, what is good is common to all and can be communicated to all. Their attained self-knowledge and integrity empowers radiating sacred logos and emblazoning post-conventional exemplars of humanity's highest potential in living portraiture. After all, as the old Stoics remind us, these degrees of grace and enlightenment are available to everyone fully answering its call to principle and conscience. Of course, achieving such divinely cohered romantic communion is a supreme attainment few will fulfill in mortal embodiment. But even opening to its possibility and studying its Stoic guideposts can help harmonize our most cherished partnerships into blessed tenderlings of that blueprint. So take these Stoic virtues into your heart and highest committed unions. Practice radical honesty and compassionate transparency at all times. Do the inner work. See your beloved's light before their darkness. Shore up their faith when they falter. Adapt to their metamorphoses without clutching. Foster two sovereign beings thriving in sterling unison, inspiring one another's purpose and actualization. In this way, your partnership may well become one of the human world's most purified, unconflicted channels to godly love, made so through the unbowed virtues of Stoic discernment and moral beauty you so gallantly anchored amidst its storms. Chapter 5. Strength from Quiet Heroes. While we can certainly find inspiration in the prominent women leaders and trailblazers who have walked the path of Stoic virtue on the world's largest stages, the truth is that some of the most powerful examples can be found much closer to home. In the remarkable yet often unsung displays of courage, resilience, and wisdom exhibited by the ordinary women in our own lives, these are the quiet heroes whose names may never grace the pages of history books, but whose impact echoes profoundly through the lives they have touched and the communities they have helped shape. They are the mothers who have weathered unimaginable storms yet remained anchored in fierce love and protection for their children. The daughters who have cared for ailing parents with inexhaustible patience and selfless dedication. The sisters, aunts, friends, and mentors who have modeled strength, integrity, and an indomitable spirit in the face of adversity. In many ways, it is these everyday displays of Stoic virtue that hold the greatest power to inspire and transform us. For they remind us that the principles espoused by the ancient philosophers are not mere theoretical constructs relegated to the annals of history, but living, breathing guideposts that can be embraced and embodied by anyone willing to walk the path of wisdom, justice, and moral fortitude. These quiet acts of courage, resilience, and self-mastery by ordinary women in our lives serve as tangible proof that the teachings of the Stoics are not just lofty ideals, but practical wisdom that can be woven into the fabric of our daily existence. When we witness a single mother exhibiting an unwavering commitment to instilling values of hard work and dignity in her children, despite facing overwhelming obstacles, we see the Stoic principles of perseverance and equanimity in action. In the daughter who cares for her ailing parents with boundless patience and selfless devotion, we find a powerful example of the Stoic virtues of compassion, temperance, and reverence for the natural order of life. And in the mentor or friend who models integrity, grace under pressure, and an unshakable moral compass, we catch a glimpse of the ancient Stoic ideals of justice and righteous living made manifest in the modern world. These everyday heroines remind us that the path of Stoicism is not reserved for the elite or the privileged, but is accessible to anyone willing to embrace its timeless wisdom and apply it to the challenges and triumphs of their own lived experiences. They inspire us to look inward, to cultivate the virtues of self-awareness, emotional mastery, and a commitment to living in accordance with our highest values, not just in the grand moments, but in the small, seemingly insignificant choices and actions that shape the tapestry of our lives. By drawing strength and guidance from these ordinary yet extraordinary women, we are reminded that the true power of Stoicism lies not in its intellectual complexity, but in its practical application to the human experience. We are called to embody its teachings not merely as abstract concepts, but as living, breathing principles that inform our thoughts, words, and deeds, transforming us from within and radiating outward to uplift and inspire those around us. Consider the single mother who, against all odds, has managed to raise her children with dignity and a deep sense of self-worth, instilling in them the values of resilience, hard work, and an unwavering commitment to their dreams. In her quiet determination and steadfast refusal to succumb to despair, we see the embodiment of the Stoic teachings on courage and self-discipline. Or think of the woman who has faced discrimination, marginalization, and countless obstacles in her pursuit of a career or education, yet has persevered with grace and an unshakable belief in her own worth and potential. Her journey echoes the Stoic principles of justice and equanimity, reminding us that true strength lies not in the absence of adversity, but in our ability to navigate it with wisdom and a commitment to our highest values. And what of the woman who has endured profound loss or trauma, yet has emerged not as a bitter or broken soul, but as a beacon of hope and healing for those around her? In her capacity for forgiveness, her ability to find meaning in the midst of suffering, and her unwavering commitment to serving others, we see the very essence of Stoic teachings on wisdom, temperance, and the cultivation of a life imbued with purpose and virtue. These quiet heroes, whose stories may never grace the annals of history, but whose impact ripples through generations, serve as living reminders of the transformative power that lies within each of us. They are proof that the Stoic virtues are not mere abstract ideals, but tangible guideposts that can be embraced and embodied by anyone willing to walk the path of self-mastery, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to the greater good. By drawing strength and inspiration from their examples, we not only honor the wisdom of the ancient Stoics, but also tap into a wellspring of courage and fortitude that has the power to sustain us through our own trials and tribulations. For in witnessing the quiet heroism of the women in our lives, we are reminded that true greatness is not measured by the accolades or acclaim one receives, but by the depth of one's character, the unwavering nature of one's principles, and the lasting impact one has on the lives of those around them. So let us celebrate these quiet heroes, these unsung champions of Stoic virtue who walk among us, inspiring us with their resilience, their grace, and their unwavering commitment to living a life of purpose and authenticity. Let us honor the wisdom they have gleaned through their journeys, and let us be humbled by the reminder that greatness often manifests in the most unexpected of places, in the quiet acts of courage and compassion that too often go unnoticed but shape the very fabric of our world. For in doing so, we not only pay tribute to the enduring legacy of Stoic philosophy, but also open ourselves to the profound transformative power that lies within each of us, the power to embrace our own hero's journeys, to walk the path of virtue with unwavering resolve, and to leave an indelible mark on the world through the quiet yet extraordinary impact of our own lives. Chapter 6. Enduring Wisdom, Feminine Fire. While the quiet heroism of ordinary women provides powerful inspiration, we would be remiss not to also draw strength from the prominent female leaders who have blazed trails on the world's largest stages. These are the modern-day embodiments of Stoic virtue, writ large resilient trailblazers who have defied conventions, shattered glass ceilings, and ignited blazing beacons of hope through their unwavering commitment to justice, courage, moral fortitude, and self-mastery. Consider the incomparable Malala Yousafzai, who at just 15 years old stared unflinchingly into the barrel of a Taliban gunman's weapon and refused to abandon her crusade for girls' education and empowerment. Her defiance in the face of mortal peril, her steadfast conviction that knowledge is the path to liberation, and her indomitable spirit in the wake of unfathomable trauma and adversity have inspired millions worldwide and sparked a global movement for transformative change. In Malala, we bear witness to the very essence of ancient Stoic teachings on justice, wisdom, and the unwavering pursuit of a life imbued with higher purpose and moral conviction. Her extraordinary courage at such a tender age exemplifies the Stoic concept of the reserve clause, having the resilience, foresight, and strength of will to push through even the most daunting of circumstances in service of one's principles. Her story is a profound reminder that true fortitude is not the absence of fear, but the ability to feel the flutters of vulnerability, yet still confront the greatest challenges head-on, fortified by the clarity of one's reason and the resilience of one's spirit. As Epictetus taught, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Or, look to the trailblazing legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the iconic Supreme Court Justice, whose intellectual prowess, legal acumen, and unwavering commitment to gender equality and human rights reshaped the landscape of civil liberties in America. Through her tireless efforts spanning 7 decades, her refusal to ever back down in the face of entrenched discrimination and opposition, and her uncompromising belief in the equal dignity and humanity of all people, Ginsburg embodied the Stoic ideals of justice, perseverance, and an unshakable moral compass rooted in rationality. In the countless battles she fought and obstacles she overcame, Ginsburg modeled the Stoic teachings on temperance, equanimity, and the necessity of aligning one's life in accordance with logos, operating from sound judgments rooted in universal reason and the good of all. Her iconic dissents carried the weight of Marcus Aurelius's wisdom: the universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Ginsburg's life's work stands as a testament to the power of principled action, reminding us that true lasting change often requires a relentless commitment to one's convictions and a willingness to weather the inevitable storms of opposition and adversity with pragmatism, grace, and unshakable fortitude. Her path reflected Seneca's guidance: difficulties show what men are. Therefore, when a difficulty falls upon you, remember that God, like a trainer of wrestlers, has matched you with a rough young man. And then there are the countless unsung heroes, the activists, advocates, and grassroots change agents who have risked everything, including their lives, to stand up for the oppressed, give voice to the voiceless, and forge a more just, equitable, and sustainable world for all. From the indigenous women protectors leading the charge to protect sacred lands and their communities' ancestral sovereignty, to the fearless organizers and movement leaders fighting systemic racism, economic injustice, and the ravages of climate change, to the trailblazers in the LGBTQ+ community championing the inherent cause of human dignity, self-acceptance, and the freedom to love authentically. In their stories, in their sacrifices, in their gritty daily displays of embodied commitment to Stoic virtues like resilience, integrity, social justice, and a profound love for humanity, these modern-day warrioresses exemplify the very heart and soul of the ancient philosophy's highest teachings. Their paths, forged through unrelenting dedication and an unwavering moral compass, reflect the Stoic edict from Musonius Rufus that what is good is common to all and can be communicated to all. Whether it is the fearless indigenous women at the front lines of protecting sacred lands and ancestral sovereignty, or the tireless organizers and activists fighting against systemic racism, economic injustice, and the ravages of climate change, or the trailblazers in the LGBTQ+ community championing human dignity and the freedom to love authentically, each of these modern warrioresses embodies the Stoic virtues in their purest, most powerful form. In their willingness to sacrifice personal comfort and security for the greater good of their communities and the planet, we see the embodiment of courage and selflessness that the ancient Stoics revered. In their steadfast commitment to truth, even in the face of brutality and opposition, we witness the unshakable integrity and love of wisdom that undergirded the Stoic worldview. And in their tireless efforts to forge a more just, equitable, and sustainable world for all, we observe the Stoic ideals of justice, temperance, and reverence for the cosmological unfolding, playing out on a grand scale, inspiring and uplifting all who bear witness to their struggles and triumphs. These modern warrioresses do not merely pay lip service to the Stoic virtues, they live and breathe them in every aspect of their lives, from the smallest acts of resistance to the most profound displays of moral courage. Their paths are a testament to the enduring relevance and transformative power of the ancient teachings, proving that the wisdom of the Stoics is not confined to the pages of dusty tomes, but can be a living, breathing force for positive change in the world. Through their unwavering commitment to their principles and their refusal to back down in the face of adversity, these modern-day heroines remind us that the Stoic way is not merely a philosophical construct, but a practical guide to navigating the challenges and complexities of the human experience with grace, fortitude, and an unwavering commitment to the greater good. Their stories serve as a clarion call to all who seek to embody the Stoic virtues in their own lives. A reminder that the path of wisdom, justice, and moral fortitude is not an easy one, but one that is deeply rewarding and capable of igniting profound transformation, both within the individual and throughout society as a whole. In their unwavering commitment to truth, their willingness to sacrifice personal comfort and face brutality for the greater good of their communities and the planet entire, in their steadfast belief in the inherent dignity, rights, and worth of all people and living beings. We see the embodiment of Stoic virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, self-mastery, and reverence for the cosmological unfolding writ large in every single one of their actions. By drawing inspiration from these remarkable women of our modern age, we not only honor the timeless wisdom of the ancient Stoics, but also tap into a potent, regenerative, seemingly inexhaustible wellspring of strength, hope, and resilience that has the power to sustain us through our own battles and challenges. For in witnessing their stories, their triumphs, their undaunted spirits in the face of daunting opposition, their unwavering commitment to actualizing their virtues through humble, gritty, practical daily service to the highest possible ideals of universal justice, we are reminded that the path of Stoic philosophy is not merely an abstract ideal. It is a tangible roadmap for personal transformation, healing from trauma and adversity, spiritual growth and moral courage in service of societal progress and the uplifting of human civilization entire. So let us celebrate these modern-day embodiments of Stoic wisdom. Let us honor the sacrifices they have made and the previously unimaginable barriers they have shattered in service of justice, human dignity, and a higher calling toward the greatest possible good. Let us draw strength and inspiration from their examples to walk our own paths with the same grace under pressure, the same principles and rationality as our lodestar in the darkness, and a fierce determination to leave our own indelible positive marks on this world for generations still to come. Let their stories echo through eternity as a testament to the enduring power and regenerative magnificence of Stoic virtue fully lived. And let their vividly burning example ignite an inextinguishable ember of the same in our own hearts, so that we too may become radiant expressions of the highest possible human ideals in our own lives. As warrioresses of the ancient philosophy translated as a living torch to help illuminate the trail for all those still seeking the way forward. Conclusion. When we reflect upon the profound wisdom uncovered throughout this exploration, one powerful truth becomes clear. The timeless principles of Stoic philosophy resonate deeply with the lived experiences and embodied virtues of resilient women across all ages and cultures. Just as the great thinkers of ancient Greece and Rome recognized, the path of Stoicism offers an illuminating framework for cultivating the fortitude, courage, wisdom, and self-mastery that allow the indomitable feminine spirit to flourish, even in the face of life's greatest adversities. At the heart of it all is the Stoic recognition that true freedom and fulfillment can only be achieved by focusing our efforts on what lies within our control, our thoughts, our judgments, our actions, and our responses to external circumstances. This paradigm shift has the power to liberate modern women from the shackles of external expectations, societal pressures, and the constant struggle to control the uncontrollable. Imagine the profound impact this mindset could have on a working mother striving to achieve a harmonious balance between her career aspirations and the demands of family life. By relinquishing the need to bend the world to her will, and instead focusing her energy on what lies within her sphere of influence, her presence, her priorities, her intentional choices, she can cultivate a sense of inner peace and equilibrium that transcends the ever-shifting tides of external demands. In this space of intentional presence, she can draw upon the Stoic virtues of wisdom and self-mastery to navigate the challenges of modern womanhood with grace and resilience. She can embrace the cyclical nature of life's demands, recognizing that there are seasons for intense professional focus and seasons for nurturing personal bonds without resistance or guilt. Moreover, by anchoring herself in the pursuit of virtue and purpose beyond mere external metrics of success, she can infuse her journey with a profound sense of meaning and fulfillment. For as Marcus Aurelius wisely noted, do every act of your life as if it were the very last act of your life. In this way, even the briefest moments become opportunities to exchange authentic value, to impart wisdom, and to model the virtues of patience, courage, and unconditional love for her children and loved ones. At the heart of this transformative journey lies the embrace of imperfection. The recognition that true wisdom and fulfillment are found not in the relentless pursuit of an idealized state, but in the humble acceptance of our inherent flaws and the ever-changing nature of existence. As Seneca so eloquently stated, it is a great blessing to be able to live in accordance with nature. But the greatest blessing of all is for a man to feel no discontent with himself. And what could be a more powerful embodiment of this truth than the sacred journey of motherhood itself? For in this crucible experience, women are called upon to summon the deepest reservoirs of Stoic virtues, the courage to endure pain and fear, the emotional discipline to nurture their children with unwavering patience and presence, the commitment to justice and fairness in navigating the complexities of family dynamics, and the wisdom to recognize that true growth often emerges from the most challenging of circumstances. Through the Stoic lens, we can find profound reverence for the warrior mother's path, a transformative odyssey that strips away the veneer of ego and demands a radical embrace of vulnerability, sacrifice, and the cultivation of moral character. In her selfless acts of nurturing and protection, the mother becomes a living embodiment of the Stoic teachings, shaping the very souls of her children through her unwavering commitment to virtue. And yet, the wellspring of Stoic wisdom extends far beyond the realms of motherhood and work-life balance. For in the stories of resilient women throughout history, we find a tapestry of lived experiences that echo the very essence of Stoic teachings on courage, perseverance, and the unwavering pursuit of justice. From the defiant spirit of Hypatia, whose thirst for knowledge and commitment to reason defied the dogmas of her time, to the indomitable fortitude of Harriet Tubman, whose unwavering quest for liberation knew no bounds, these narratives serve as a powerful reminder that the path of Stoicism is not merely a philosophical construct, but a lived reality for those who have faced adversity head-on and emerged victorious through the sheer force of their will and their commitment to higher ideals. In these stories, we find inspiration and guidance for navigating our own trials and tribulations, for embracing the challenges that life presents as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. We are reminded that true greatness lies not in the absence of hardship, but in our ability to confront it with equanimity, wisdom, and an unshakable belief in our own inherent worth and potential. Moreover, by celebrating the quiet heroes who walk among us, the ordinary women whose acts of courage, resilience, and selfless devotion often go unnoticed, but shape the very fabric of our communities, we tap into a profound wellspring of Stoic wisdom. For in their stories, we are reminded that virtues such as temperance, compassion, and an unwavering commitment to the greater good are not mere abstractions, but tangible guideposts that can be embraced and embodied in our daily lives. And for those seeking inspiration on a grander scale, we need look no further than the remarkable women leaders of our modern age, the Malalas, the Ruth Bader Ginsburgs, the fearless activists and agents of change who have dared to ignite the flames of progress and social transformation. In their stories, we find a living embodiment of Stoic virtues, writ large, a testament to the enduring power of wisdom, justice, and moral courage in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. As we reflect upon these diverse narratives and the profound resonances between Stoic philosophy and the feminine experience, we are called to action, to embrace the timeless wisdom of the ancients, and to walk our own paths with unwavering resolve, fortified by the examples of those who have gone before us. For in doing so, we not only honor the enduring legacy of Stoicism, but also contribute to the ongoing renewal and evolution of the human spirit. We become active participants in the great tapestry of human existence, weaving our own threads of courage, resilience, and authentic self-actualization into the larger pattern. And perhaps most importantly, we reclaim the sacred feminine virtues that have too often been obscured or diminished throughout history. We embrace the quiet power of our indomitable spirits, the wisdom that flows through our veins, and the profound capacity for love, nurturing, and authentic connection that lies at the heart of the feminine experience. In this reclamation, we find the strength to confront the challenges of our modern world with grace and equanimity, to navigate the complexities of relationships and personal growth with wisdom and self-mastery, and to contribute our unique gifts to the greater good of humanity. So let us embrace the call of Stoic philosophy. Let us honor the resilient women who have walked this path before us, and let us reclaim the fullness of our feminine virtues, the courage to stand firm in the face of adversity, the wisdom to discern truth from falsehood, the self-mastery to navigate our emotions with grace, and the deep reverence for the interconnected web of life that sustains us all. For in doing so, we not only elevate our own lives, but contribute to the elevation of humanity itself, creating a world where the virtues of Stoicism and the indomitable spirit of the feminine are celebrated, cherished, and woven into the very fabric of our existence. And as we embark upon this journey of reclamation and self-actualization, let us hold fast to the words of Marcus Aurelius, who reminded us that The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. May our thoughts be infused with the wisdom of the ages, our actions guided by the virtues of Stoicism, and our spirits ignited by the sacred fire that burns within every resilient, trailblazing woman who has dared to embrace her truth and walk the path of authentic self-expression. For in doing so, we become beacons of hope and inspiration, illuminating the way forward for generations yet to come. A living testament to the enduring power of Stoic philosophy and the indomitable spirit of the feminine warrior. Let us reclaim our birthright. Let us walk our paths with courage and conviction. And let us leave an indelible mark upon this world that will echo through the ages, inspiring others to embrace their own inherent worth and to contribute their unique gifts to the ongoing evolutionary journey of humanity.